I am the good shepherd. Jesus said those words a long time ago. But he says them today too, right? Jesus is the good shepherd for you and me too. Usually those words are the launching point to talk about priests as shepherds of their flocks and of the need for more shepherds, of more priests for our church. I think this homily, though, needs to start at a different place before we can even go there. I think that one of the reasons why we haven't produced many priestly and religious vocations in the last several decades is because we don't first understand the role of mothers and fathers in the family. That may sound like a shocking thing to say here in this family-friendly parish, but I'm not taking it back. I think these words of Jesus can and should be applied to moms and dads. And I think we can all do a better job of that. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus calls himself the gate. I am the gate, or the door, through which the sheep go in and out. And here, he calls himself the good shepherd. I think those two images for Christ go together. The gate is the access point to life, the access to nourishment. You two are about to get some beautiful spiritual nourishment here this evening. This Eucharist will be the access point for you to that. The gate is the access point to protection in the sheepfold. The shepherd is one who leads the sheep to and from the gate, to and from the nourishment, and who provides protection. So moms and dads, listen up. You are the first and the primary way that your children experience Christ. Do you realize that you're called to be like Christ in the sense of being like a gate that provides access to life, to nourishment, and to protection? What kind of life, what kind of nourishment and protection have you been giving your children access to? Have you only been concerned about their physical life? Is it true life? True nourishment, true protection? Is it helping them to heaven? What are the assumptions we all make about what is real life and what is real need? The kids will say that they need their phone, their iPad or their tablet or their Snapchat. Maybe you would say the same thing. I second guess myself all the time about how I've been letting my phone control me and my time in ways that I need to think twice about. In some ways, smartphones and social media are the gates that give access to all kinds of things. Parents are the ones in the image of Christ, not smartphones, not social media. Christ is the gate and the good shepherd, not our IT devices. What access have we surrendered to the social media jungle? Not that social media and IT are inherently bad things, but if the only real life, nourishment, and protection you give yourselves and your children is when you come to church for 1 hour once a week, but otherwise, total access to secular and worldly ways, we should never be surprised then that faith doesn't have a stronger hold on us, let alone on our children. Is our commitment greater to our faith values or greater to our secular values? I think we all have good intentions. I don't argue that. But where are we in our actions? When's the last time you went on a retreat? A family retreat, personal retreat? When's the last time you made a holy hour here in the church? When's the last time you read the gospel at home? When's the last time you prayed a family rosary? Are we following the shepherd that is social media and secular society more than a shepherd who alone is good? And moms and dads, it's given to you to be the first images or icons for your children of Christ, who is our gate and our good shepherd. That's an awe-inspiring task. It's a solemn task. It's a beautiful task. Aspire to it. Desire it. Pray for the grace to do it with devotion and earnestness, not just when you come here on Saturday night or Sunday morning, but all week. Be the gatekeeper and shepherd for your children and for each other. If you fulfill your duty to open up greater spiritual access than secular access, then your children and you yourselves will grow up with hearts more and more in tune with the gate and shepherd of our faith, Jesus Christ. Jesus says today that his sheep hear his voice. The more in tune we are with the heart of the shepherd, the more we'll hear his voice. And the more we're fed and nourished by real spiritual food, not the junk food of this world, but the real food of the faith, then the more you'll hear his voice calling you to be shepherds, as spiritual fathers, as priests, calling you to be spiritual mothers, consecrated religious, gates who open the way to real life, who open the way to real nourishment, and who bar the way to the false prophets of our time and world. We need shepherds and gates in our domestic families so that we will have shepherds and gates in our spiritual family, the church. Priests we call fathers, and nuns we call mothers, because there's true spiritual fathers and true spiritual mothers to our family, the church. I love what I do. People sometimes ask me if I'm lonely. No. Sometimes I wish I were more alone. But I'm not lonely. And truth be told, sometimes I see more loneliness in married couples than I do among priests and nuns. We're spiritual fathers and mothers of large and beautiful families. And the spiritual friendships and relationships that I get to be a part of are the most satisfying that I've ever experienced in my life. I'm called to do my best to lead and to guide you to life and nourishment and spiritual protection. And I hope you trust me in that. And I pray the Lord bless us all in that. So here's the homework for the week. Take a long, hard look at your use of time this week. How much access you give to the world, and how much access you give to your faith. Be like Jesus, the gate and the good shepherd of the sheep. Be an access point to spiritual life and nourishment and protection.